This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
Hi, everyone. Today's episode is going to be a little different and very, very personal to me. When I first started this podcast, the reason I was doing it was that I have a lot of experience and knowledge, having taught tennis and then in the last few years, mindset to so many people that have benefited. And I felt a need to share with a wider audience some of the lessons and insights and perceptions that I've gained over the years. But I will say that there was no real compelling reason. And I did speak in a podcast about, you know, doing things without actually knowing a big why for doing them. And also, as I went on and for over 2 years now, week by week, doing the podcast, there were times earlier on where it was, you know, beginning to be a little bit of a chore times, because every week you have to sit down, plan it, and get your ideas on paper and then actually record it. And not a huge deal, but at times when I was tired or very busy, it was something that I was starting to just take pride in, that I was able to achieve it each week, and that was part of the driving force. And then one day I was playing with my grandkids on their bikes, and I started thinking about my age and the fact that, you know, I'm not going to be around forever. And then I thought about the podcast, and suddenly I had a huge, huge reason, a real compelling reason to continue with this. And this one I'm now recording in video as well, because it was at that moment that I realized that I wanted to do this as a legacy for my grandkids and for my wonderful daughter and son-in-law, that rather than just hearing stories about me and obviously their memories of me, that they would actually know and could hear from me myself all the things that I've learned, that the things that have helped me in my life. And certainly if they're in their 20s and 30s and listen to what I have to say, there are things in there that I really wish that I had known at the time, because they could have been extremely helpful to me as a person and in my career had I known a lot of this stuff. However, as I always say, I never regret anything because my skills have obviously developed because I didn't know all of this that I know now. And they could start from a higher base, and I hope they will be kids that do reflect and go on a path of self-awareness, which I think is really important for each person in life. I want to thank Phil Farmer from Tweener Tennis, somebody whose podcast I've done, and we were talking about it, and he asked me the question, why do you do the podcast? And when I told him, he said, really and truthfully, it would be really nice if you told your audience why you actually do this. And so here I am, and I want to thank him because I do agree with him that it is important for you taking time out of your day and time out of your week, and everybody's busy and everybody has their own lives to look after, and to know more about the person that you're listening to and why they're doing what they're doing. I also think it's very apt that I'm filming this in a hotel room in Bratislava because my life is spent a lot of the time on the road, and I've seen hundreds and hundreds of hotels and hotel rooms in my travels. And today I'm actually flying to Stockholm with Liam. Unfortunately, he lost this week in the first round. And like I said to him, you know, no matter how good you get, you're still gonna win and lose. I think that's very important in life in general, to remember that there is always gonna be, you know, good things that happen and less good things that happen. But overall, a saying that I think really can apply to life, which I really like, is Jimmy Connors, who absolutely loved his tennis, said the best thing for him in tennis was winning tennis matches. And the second best thing for him in tennis was losing tennis matches. And I think for life, you know, the best thing in life is enjoying it and having good things happen. And the second best thing in life is getting through the things that are much more challenging. Anyway, I really, really hope that this video, this podcast has you keeping well, and that you now know a little bit more about me. And I want to again thank each and every one of you who do take the time out to listen. I really try to make it worth your while, and I hope that you've gained some little nuggets, which is what it's called, to take forward in your life. Thank you very much.
Podcast Network.